Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Can James Cook catch a lot of passes for the Bills? We haven't seen that from a Bills running back in a long time. Can he be fantasy relevant? We'll tell you right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. There's some excitement about James Cook, rookie running back for the Bills, late second round pick. This is a role that we just haven't really seen in the Bills offense under Brian Daboll, but he is now the head coach of the Giants, so things are changing perhaps in Buffalo. I'm Adam Azer. I'm joined by Sportsline's Jacob Gibbs. He's got the best advanced stats, the best stats that you need to know, and check out all of his work on sportsline.com. Jacob, why are you excited about James Cook?
Cook has been one of the best receiving backs on a per route basis that we've seen in a long time. If you just compare his per route rates to some of the other, you know, big name running back prospects that have come out recently, he really, really stands out. So during the four seasons that he spent at Georgia, so from 2018 to 2021, look at target per route run rates. We've got Najee Harris, 14%, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 16%, Travis Etienne, DeAndre Swift, Michael Carter, all around 19%, and then James Cook leading all those guys at 20%. Yards per route run, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 1.14, Najee Harris, 1.15, Carter, Swift, both in the 1.4 range, Travis Etienne, 1.7, really, really good. James Cook, 1.98. Clearly, like, standing out from all these guys who, you know, have either been touted or have, you know, been really productive NFL receiving backs. And we've seen, you know, Cook's former teammate DeAndre Swift has taken his elite, you know, college production as a receiver and translated that to the NFL game right away. He's become one of the best receiving backs in the NFL. And we have route running opportunities available in Buffalo. It hasn't been, you know, the running back position hasn't been prioritized in the passing game there. But that could have a lot to do with Devin Singletary and Daboll, as you mentioned. But yeah, Singletary has been running some of the most empty routes of any player in the NFL. Najee Harris, Ezekiel Elliott, and Austin Eckler were the only running backs who had more routes than Singletary last year. People don't realize.
It's just Josh Allen.
Nothing
not
with
throwing.
Those routes. Among right. 200 players with at least 350 routes run, Singletary ranked 180th in targets per route run and 198th in yards per route run. So he saw them try to sign McKissick and then eventually bring in James Cook. Everything points towards him potentially having a big role as a receiver.
Okay, and I don't know if he's going to have a big role as a rusher, but if he does, has he shown he's capable of succeeding as a rusher?
I think so, yeah. When I really got into his metrics, what really stood out was his ability to create yards before contact. That's something we talked about with Dalvin. He's really taken a step forward as an NFL player. That's something we've also seen from DeAndre Swift. Cook, you know, another easy back to compare to Cook too. So Cook was right in line with the average of the other prospects in the 2022 class in terms of ability to break tackles and creating yards after contact. But when you look at his yards before contact, he clearly stood out. He ranked first among the qualified prospects. He was the only guy with a rate above 2.75. Rashad White was right there. Cook was at 2.95. Nobody else was even above 2.4 yards before contact. So clearly stood out in that regard. In the same way that Swift did. And so just on that note, I wanted to compare him and Swift. And when I did, Cook really stood out in every regard. He had a higher broken tackle rate than Swift during their time at Georgia. He had a higher yard before contact rate. Swift had a slightly higher yards after contact rate, but Cook was the one who created plays, big plays at a higher rate. And so I think his speed makes him more of a home run threat than Swift. Swift has shown a little bit more consistency in his ability to create yards after contact. But everything else points towards Cook being on par with Swift, who has been, you know, really a strong, efficient running back at the NFL level. So I think that's all really exciting. I think people really, you know, like to point towards receiving metrics, which are exciting, but like his stuff as a rusher is really, really looking good too.
Yeah, I mean, they call them a complementary back. So I don't know if they would let him really, he's kind of small, if they would let him become a rusher, but sometimes guys are thrust into roles they're not expected to have, and that's when you can really capitalize in fantasy. So it's nice to know that there's at least the potential for James Cook, if he gets those carries, which would probably be injury-related, but if he gets those carries, that he could do a lot with them. Jacob, thank you very much. Everybody, thank you, and have a wonderful weekend, or it's Sunday while you're listening, so if you've been having a great weekend. For Jacob, I am Adam. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5.